For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. China's gold reserves have risen nearly 60% to over 1,600 tons at the end of June from the previous figure released 6 years ago. China's central bank says gold prices have retreated from a historic high in recent years. The bank has accumulated the reserves through various channels, including domestic scrap gold, production storage and trade in domestic and overseas markets. Currently, China is the largest gold producer and a major consumer in the world. Chinese Defense Minister Chang Wanchuan has expressed concern over the security bills passed by Japan's lower house of parliament. The bills aim to expand the role of Japan's self-defense forces. Chang Wanchuan made the remarks in Beijing during a meeting with Shitaro Yachi, head of Japan's National Security Council. Chang said the passing of the bills on Thursday is an unprecedented move for Japan's military since the end of World War II. He added that the move will have a complicated influence on regional security and strategic stability. Meanwhile, Chang Wanchuan urged Japan to learn from history and respect major security concerns of its neighbors. The German parliament has voted an overwhelming yes to start formal negotiations on a third Greek bailout. A total of 439 lawmakers voted in favor of the talks on Friday, 119 opposed and 40 abstained. The result gave the German government a green light to negotiate with Greece on its third bailout within 5 years. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told lawmakers before the vote that the result was not only a decision on Greece, but also a decision on a strong Europe. Merkel said the third bailout was the only possible option to save Greece and European solidarity. 50 people in Nigeria have been killed after twin blasts hit Damaturu City. The incident happened on Friday morning when local residents were gathering for Eid al-Fitr prayers. Local authorities said 43 people were killed by the first blast and 7 more died in the second one. Police indicated that 2 female suicide bombers carried out the attacks. It's believed that radical Islamist group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility. The group has killed more than 13,000 people in violent attacks carried out since 2009 in Nigeria. Nigerian authorities are seeking regional and international support to put an end to the attacks. 4 people in Britain are missing following the collapse of a 4-story building at a wood treatment plant in the north of England. It's been reported that the building collapsed on Friday morning local time with a fire breaking out. Police believe that the 4 missing people were trapped. Search work and investigations are underway. 5 people have died after a vehicle caught fire on Friday in Johannesburg. Police believe that the driver lost control of the vehicle. The exact cause of the incident is unknown. Authorities are conducting further investigations. 9 workers have been killed and 6 others are still missing after a coal mine collapsed in the central Philippine province of Antique on Friday. Initial investigation shows that the coal mine collapsed early on Friday morning due to heavy monsoon rain. Officials say there were 13 workers on the collapsed mining site when the landslide happened and 4 of them were able to escape. The 9 workers were buried alive by the landslide. So far, 3 bodies have been recovered. The search to find the remaining 6 miners is still ongoing. German football team Bayern Munich has landed in Beijing to kick off the team's pre-season tour. The Bundesliga champions, led by captain Philipp Lahm, appeared at Beijing's Capital International Airport on Friday at around noon. Over 1,000 fans gathered to welcome the German football club. However, some players, including Arjen Robben, Frank Ribery and Holger Badstuber, are absent from the tour due to injury. Bayern's trip includes matches against Valencia on Saturday in Beijing, Inter Milan next Tuesday in Shanghai, and Guangzhou Evergrande next Thursday in Guangzhou. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.